It's on hold, the lack of a trade war with China, and how that will impact business. It's the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being with us as we broadcast from Anna Maria Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida. In other business news today, you got savings? It's harder and harder to come up with emergency cash. We'll share that story with you. Speaking of savings, it appears that Prince Harry is not a royal spendthrift. Details coming up. Yeah, we just flew from Des Moines to Tampa, but booked flights months ago. Coming up, the bump in fuel prices and what that means to airlines and you. You've heard us say it before, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, now might be a good time to get rolling. We'll share why. Today, a conversation about affordable housing in the metro with Eric Burmeister of the Polk County Housing Trust Fund, and then Laura Kennard with Education and Networking for Business. It's all coming up today on Insight on Business, the News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa. And let's get started with you and your family, AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. This week, broadcasting from Anna Maria Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Yeah, they say I'm on vacation, right? By the way, you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We do monitor that before, during, and after each broadcast. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And you know, where are we at? We're at the Island Coffee House on Anna Maria Island. This is kind of our home away from home when we're in Florida. Great place. Got to do it. Oh, by the way, if you bring your own cup in, you get 20% off your coffee. See? We're looking out for you. Well, early this morning, the Dow moved up by over 260 points on the news that the U.S. trade war with China seems to be, according to Trump administration officials, on hold. Steven Mnuchin and President Donald Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, both said the agreement reached by American and Chinese officials on Saturday helped set up a framework to address potential trade imbalances in the future. On Saturday, negotiators from the world's two largest economies said they would continue talking about measures under which Beijing would import more energy, and this is very important to Iowa, more agricultural commodities from the United States in an effort to bridge the $335 billion annual U.S. goods and services trade deficit with China. Stay tuned and watch the markets. It seems the majority of Americans are woefully short when it comes to emergency savings. A recent study from BankRateData.com indicates that most Americans are just plain unprepared to handle an unplanned bill. They say the typical household in a major metro area needs about $23,000 in liquid assets. Now, clearly, that number gets smaller as you move away from New York or San Francisco from some of the major metropolitan areas, but the average American has less than $4,000 in savings. That's not disputable, and 57% of U.S. adults have less than $1,000 to their names. So here's several ways to get on track and build some equity. Number one, you got to start with a budget and then stick to it. Number two, How's that side hustle for you? Work an extra job. Everybody seems to be doing it these days. Number three, save any extra money that comes your way rather than blowing it. Not saving can mean we rack up debt, and then it's even harder to build a nest egg. But, hey, you already knew that, right? If you caught the wedding this past Saturday, you witnessed a treat. I mean, it was absolutely spectacular the way everything went together. And by the way, if you haven't watched the 14-minute address by the Reverend Michael Curry, you need to do that. It was great. But in keeping with the idea of business, it seems that Prince Harry, although a royal, is not a spendthrift. A recently published biography of Prince Harry, to coincide with his marriage to Meghan Markle, reveals plenty of evidence that his perspective on finance is closer to a citizen than a sovereign. You see, if Harry can make it happen, maybe there's hope for the rest of us. You'll find five intriguing finance stories from Harry, Life, Loss, and Love. That's a new biography from, about the Prince, rather, by royal author and broadcaster Katie Nicholl. Well, just ahead of the summer travel season, airlines and drivers are being hit with higher fuel prices. According to S&P Global Platts, jet fuel prices have climbed 15% this year alone and have surged around 60% over the past 12 months. Airlines have few options to handle the spike in their biggest expense after labor. I mean, they can cut service or raise fares. But that can amount to a game of chicken. Airlines don't want to risk losing customers to a competitor with better fares or a more robust schedule. But then again, if all the airlines are being hit with higher fuel prices, you can look for higher fares. Now, if you were with us just a week ago, we reported that the airlines last year made $4.5 billion on fees alone. So, don't feel too bad. Your contribution to that checked bag fee might just be keeping ticket prices down. Stay tuned. If you're thinking about buying a home, you might want to put the pedal to the metal. Home buying is becoming more expensive across the United States. Demand for housing is high, jumps in property values and building costs have factored in, but the real culprit could be rising interest rates. Last week, the 10-year T-bill rose to 3.1%. That's the highest it's been in years, and that, of course, impacts mortgage rates. But it's also a pretty good time to sell. According to the National Realtors Association, new listings of previously owned homes were higher in March than a year earlier. But according to the NRA, houses are being gobbled up so quickly that buyers who can't afford them are often finding themselves in a bidding war, paying more than the asking price. If you were with us last month, you heard our real estate expert Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Concepts tell us that we're all seeing those same things even in the Des Moines Metro, people actually paying more than the asking price. And that has a big, big impact on home availability. On the interesting, since the end of last year, borrowing costs have ripped higher. The nationwide average 30-year mortgage rate is at a 7-year high of 4.61%. That's according to the latest Freddie Mac data. It's up from last year's low of 3.78% in September. The result? A dent in housing affordability, and that makes it even more problematic for first-time buyers to realize the American dream. The goal? The goal is to act now, if you're buying or if you are selling. Speaking of housing, when we come back, we'll have a conversation with the Polk County Housing Trust Fund Director, Eric Burmeister. The data about affordable housing and wages continues to create pressure on so many working families in the metro. And you really ought to know about that as well. Stay tuned. Eric Burmeister from the Polk County Housing Trust Fund, coming up next on the Business News Hour. I live on the farm and on the night.